I have even had churchmen in the Czech Republic who said that it was the Germans, the Nazis, helped them in some cases take better care of libraries than the communists. Because you know how the communists felt about a religious library. Mm-hmm. It was not culture, but religious culture, you see. And it hurt them very much to have to say that. Yes. It really did. So, I just called and asked if I could come to see him. Mm-hmm. And I did, and I told him about it. And I told him about a specific one. We actually started out with a document that a dying man wanted to be brought out. Anyhow, I gave him all the details, all that had to be done. And actually, one of the other things, was even a Torah, you see, that had very, very precious associations and so on and so forth. And this was the time, how quickly history moves. You know, when the Russians were a terrible enemy. Mm-hmm. You know, they had to be so afraid. In any case, what he did was the most efficient thing in the world. He had some churchmen get it, carry it, bring it out. And that's when we thought, he and I, and my brother, and then my brother and I went and did the work, you know, to locate it. Mm-hmm. And then we just arranged. You know, the first night that we went to Poland, Lech Wałęsa was being honored under that, longshoreman's cross, right in front of the water, right in front of the river there. It was freezing, freezing cold. And we were out there, the wind blowing, and it was, you know, the only uprising which was religious was the Polish one. The Poles were the only religious country where there was communism. And the other thing that's very interesting is the only one of the uprisings that was by the intelligentsia. And they're not, the intelligentsia were the communists beginning, but not in Poland, because the Poles are too religious, unlike the Russian Orthodox. Now, I'm not a historian, so I'm just giving you these utterly, utterly superficial, but they are definitely true. And so there is no question that it was very easy for the church to reestablish itself.